Scene 6, Anthony Marsogliani, 11:57 a.m. The next 2 hours were hectic. Strong went altogether wild, and it took both of us to keep him down. His screaming, when it was coherent, removed any doubt that we had caught a link in the chain of drug transfer. Marsogliani got out the other pens, but didn't open them, and he called in other members of security, who took Strong away, and, I understand, put him under restraint. Whether that meant handcuffs, or being tied up, or what, I didn't know and didn't care. It was Marsogliani's baby from here on in, and that was all right with me. He said, "How did you know?" I told him, and he kept writing it down and staring at me as though I were crazy. He kept saying, "Was that all you had?" Each time I said, "It was enough for me. You took one hell of a chance. I had to. I had to build up enough tension to break him down, and I had to do it when you were around. I was told you were honest." He didn't thank me for that. His look made it clear that he was annoyed at me for feeling that I had to ask. He said, "You'll have to talk to the police. Do you understand that? I'll be in town and available whenever they want me. You understand, he killed Giles DeVore." "That's as may be," grunted Marsogliani. "If that's heroin, and I agree with you that it probably is, come on, you heard him screaming to give it back or he'd be killed. Hell," I added feelingly, "he had someone try to kill me last night." Marsogliani said, "Anything he said probably won't matter. He hasn't been warned, he has no lawyer, but if it's heroin, then he's had possession and we can go on from there." "Okay, you got him. Hotel security broke this thing and nabbed its own sour apple. Who knows what will be pulled down through Strong? The police will be grateful." "Thanks," he said sourly. "But you'll still have to testify, and I'd appreciate it if you would just give them the facts and speculate as little as possible. As long as you remember what the speculations are. I'm an honest man, you tell me." The police came, and it was heroin. I gave them enough information to explain why Strong was under suspicion. I also gave them the impression, without saying so, that I had shared my information with Marsogliani, and that it was he who had laid the trap. It was after 2 o'clock when they had had enough. They warned me to keep myself available and gave me permission to go.